Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article called Resolving Strata Disputes in NSW, Mediation, NCAT and Bylaw Breaches.
And if you're on a strata committee or you're about to join one, this is worth your time because disputes in strata are not a matter of if, they're a matter of when.
That's exactly how the article opens. Put a group of people in one building and disagreements are inevitable. A barking dog, a car in the wrong spot, a renovation that nobody told the committee about.
And the good news is that NSW has a clear pathway for dealing with all of that. Most disputes get sorted well before they ever reach a tribunal.
Which is the central point of the piece. There are three main steps, and each one is cheaper, faster, and less stressful than the one after it.
Okay, walk me through them.
Step one is the one people most want to skip. Talk it out. Raise the issue directly with the neighbour, the committee, or the strata managing agent. Give them a genuine chance to fix it.
And the article makes the point that a lot of these disputes are actually misunderstandings.
Right. The owner didn't know about the bylaw. The committee didn't realise a repair had been reported. A calm conversation, followed up in writing, often ends the matter right there.
It also sets you up for what comes next, doesn't it? The later steps expect you to have tried to resolve things first.
Exactly. So if that doesn't work, step two is mediation through NSW Fair Trading. An independent person comes in to help both sides reach an agreement.
The mediator doesn't take sides and doesn't impose a decision. They help the parties find one themselves.
That's what makes it work. It's less formal than a tribunal, lower cost, and the parties stay in control of the outcome. The article describes it as often being the turning point for disputes that felt stuck.
Because a neutral third party in the room changes the dynamic.
It does. And then step three, if things still haven't resolved, is NCAT, the NSW Civil and Administrative Tribunal. That's the body that can make binding orders.
More serious, but still more accessible than court.
The article puts it that way, yes. Generally more accessible and lower cost than going to court. And by the time something reaches NCAT, the parties have usually already tried the earlier steps, which is part of why the pathway is structured the way it is.
Okay, so that's the main pathway. What about bylaw breaches specifically? Because that's a big part of committee life.
So bylaws cover things like pets, parking, noise and renovations. When someone breaches one, the first formal step is usually for the owner's corporation to issue a notice to comply.
What does that actually involve?
It's a formal document. It puts the breach in writing, identifies the specific bylaw and asks the owner or occupier to fix it. The article calls it a formal warning that creates a clear record.
So if the breach continues and things escalate, that record is already there.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of the article's strongest practical points, which is about documentation throughout the whole process.
Not just at the formal stages.
No, at every stage. Dates, what was said, what was agreed, copies of any notices issued. The article says good records protect the owner's corporation, support the committee if a matter escalates, and often defuse a dispute on their own.
Because they show the scheme acted reasonably and fairly.
Right. If someone's threatening to take things further, a clear paper trail changes the conversation.
So what's the mindset shift the article is pushing for?
It's about understanding the pathway before you need it. The committees that handle disputes best are the ones who don't panic at the first sight of conflict and don't jump straight to escalation. You work the steps in order, keep records as you go, and let the process do its job.
That's a useful frame. Most disputes get sorted by talking, most of the rest settle at mediation. Only a small share actually need a tribunal.
That's what the article says, and it matters because it means the process is working as designed.
So for someone listening, what's the one thing to take away?
Learn the three steps now before anything comes up. Direct conversation first, then NSW Fair Trading Mediation, then NCAT if it comes to that. Knowing the sequence means you're never starting from scratch when a dispute lands on your doorstep.
And Archer Institute has a Strata Members CPD course that covers all of this properly. Dispute resolution, bylaws, the committee's duties under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015.
It's online, self-paced and written for the volunteers who actually run NSW schemes. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog, and if you want to know more about their nationally recognised training, they've got real Australian-based support behind every course.
Give them a call on 1800 069 273.
Thanks for listening.